Due to a variety of factors, including the pandemic, demand has skyrocketed for a local mental health support. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
According to CMHA Waterloo Wellington's annual report, there has been a sharp increase in the need for care in recent years. Helen Fishburne, CEO of the organization, says this is a new baseline, and she doesn't expect the numbers to dip back down to pre-pandemic volume. Fishburne says this spike wasn't specific to one sector.
We've seen about a 40% increase in our HERE 24/7 volumes. Our early psychosis intervention program, we are 300% over the funded targets that we are funded for. Our eating disorders program, again, we've seen over 100% increase throughout the course of the pandemic. 96% increase in our child psychiatry referrals.
While the pandemic contributed in a broad sense, Fishburne says she believes no individual had the same experience.
We've all been in the same storm, but we haven't experienced it in the same way. So if you have been marginalized before the storm or during the storm, you're going to be harder hit. People who had a significant mental health or addiction issue prior to the pandemic, the impacts of isolation and not being able to access the support system and the kind of care that they need, huge impact.
Fishburne says she's looking forward to a 5% base budget increase pending ministry confirmation that will allow CMHA Waterloo Wellington to increase wages and keep up with operating costs. Aiming to aid during challenging times, Fishburne and her group are excited for the opening of the Children and Youth Services Building in Guelph in early October. The building, equipped with over 100 child psychiatry workers, nurses, social workers, and other support staff, plans to help over 9,000 youths a year. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.